We already know Ebby Halliday is an enormous success, one of the largest real estate companies in Texas and the U.S., and so much so that Warren Buffett and their home services came in and bought them. But Ebby Halliday Companies has a new alliance, and that's with a company out of London. It's, I guess, a contemporary in London. So pretty soon, if you want to buy a flat in London, you just call up Chris Kelly, the president and CEO of Ebby Halliday Companies, and say cheerio.
And I'll fly you right over.
Tell me about this. Why do you want to align with somebody with Mayfair in London?
Yeah, so I think with our Mayfair relationship, there's a couple different fronts and ways to look at it. And the first one is that every year Texas becomes, and Dallas particularly, becomes more of a international city. So more and more companies are coming to North Texas, and that workforce is very diverse. And so having an ability to market properties, both our properties here in North Texas internationally, and then also to help attract international buyers, was something that we thought was a very good strategic alliance. It's something that a lot of our sellers are expecting. They want to see, how are you maximizing the exposure for our property? The other side of that, too, is what we're realizing is that a lot of our U.S. workforce, through their businesses, move abroad for a while, and then they come back. And so while they're abroad, we want to make sure that we're still very accessible to them when they're looking at properties, potentially when they return home. And
you know,
so we've kind of covered both sides of that.
Yeah, you know, we've seen back when things were on a little better footing with China, there was sort of a lot of investment coming from abroad, specifically from Asia. Here, there was interest in buying houses or condominiums or something like that. Are we seeing interest from abroad? I mean, is there a Brexit flight that benefits us?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's always fluctuating. So you mentioned China. Then there was a while there was a lot of Russian investment. Then there was South American investment. And then it kind of goes through this rotation period. But there's always, always going to be a high attraction of parking dollars in investment opportunities in the U.S., whichever region may be the top of the bar at the moment, might change and fluctuate from time to time, but we're always a huge destination for that. And then housing, when you look at our housing versus what you can get abroad, that's kind of on the hyper side of being attractive, because you can get so much more in the U.S. Even in some of our crazy markets, you can still get so much more here in the U.S. than what you can get sometimes internationally.
But your reach must already have just gone up enormously when home services, when Warren Buffett bought Ebby Halliday out, and you've got partners all over the country.
Yeah, so I mean, we look at it this way. We want to have as maximum number of channels as possible. So between Berkshire Hathaway, our franchise network through that, and then now with Mayfair International, what we're trying to do is give our sellers every opportunity to get exposure from the property. We have some other brokerages in our network in our market and elsewhere where they're actually contracting the exposure that they're giving sellers. Like they're saying, no, we're going to kind of give you this guise of exclusivity. We're going to limit how we market your property. And we've just really consciously decided we're going to go in the opposite direction of that. And we're going to actually maximize where we are helping our sellers attract buyers. And so, will our average seller end up having a buyer that sees their property in London, or they're coming from internationally? No, but there could be. And so why would we eliminate that potential opportunity for them?
So what's the environment like around here right now? It's been so hot for so long. And for several years, everybody's been saying, well, this can't continue. And it does.
Right.
Well, this can't continue, can it?
Well, when you said hot, I wasn't sure if you referenced the temperature of the market. And so what we see every time around this time of year, especially in North Texas, is that there is always a little bit of a slowdown in that late July into August. If you can afford to get out of town, people get out of town during this time of year. We have back to school coming up. So a lot of people kind of press pause sometimes on those real estate deals. And then it gets kind of right back into things in September, because then you have the next crowd of, we want to be in before the holidays. And then that's kind of what the next push is. That's kind of a micro look at the market. When we look at the broad space, the market is certainly not as seller favorable as it was, let's say, 2 years ago. But that means we're more balanced, and that's an okay place to be. It's an okay place to be where buyers and sellers are getting closer to equal footing in a real estate transaction.
Are there more pockets around here? My sense is there are more divisions around North Texas. I saw a big story the other day that Arlington's like the hottest, showed the largest increase of any houses in the country, or the second biggest. But by the same token, that maybe North Dallas has slowed down a little bit. But there seem to be more pockets than there used to.
I would say you're spot on with that, that because our geographic area is so big, it is difficult sometimes to talk about the market as the North Texas market. Yeah, you can throw all the numbers in a blender and get them. But you're right. There are very distinct pockets and hypermarkets within markets. Even within the Park Cities, there might be 12 different distinct markets within the Park Cities alone. But we also think of the Park Cities as a market. So when we look at Fort Worth, Dallas, Park Cities, the northern suburbs, southwest Dallas, all of those actually have very distinct characteristics and can run on different cycles for sure.
So is that why, I mean, anybody of your realtors can work any area, I guess, in North Texas. But more than anything, they tend to be regionalists, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is you want to be competent, and a lot of that is knowing your neighborhood. What are the schools like? What is the community like? What are the shops, and what is the walkability score? All of those things are really, most people now when they're looking to buy a home are wanting all of that local information. And so as an agent, it is hard to be an expert in every one of the corners of North Texas. And so you do find people that are very much specialist in various areas. Now, they might get outside that area and have a team, or might have other agents they refer business to. But generally speaking, yeah, agents want to be experts in that particular market. And that market might have a different size depending on the agent. But that's definitely the direction of where I think where everyone's heading.
Your point was well taken. I know it's true that housing, outsiding, everybody wants to be settled in and time for school to start. And plus, this is a rotten time because it's hot. If you can afford to be out of town, you ought to be out of town. But by the same token, over the last couple of weeks, we have had this unexpected gift of a plunge in interest rates.
Yes.
I mean, is your market still interest rate sensitive? I mean, interest rates have been so low for so long. Can this make a difference?
Yes. So it also depends on which price point you're looking at. So for our average price point, and for most home sellers, interest rate is still going to be a huge driving factor in their purchase decisions. When you get into, like, I would say, like, those really high price points, it becomes a little bit less relevant. They may be paying cash or partial cash, and really true stock market conditions and other things happening internationally can have a bigger play on their decision processes. But for most consumers, the average consumer buying or selling a house, interest rate is huge. Cost of gas can even make a difference. Yeah. Cost of living, things like that. And so people have gotten a little used to interest rates. And so when we keep saying, oh my gosh, where they're at they're at historical lows, people kind of start becoming immune to that. But if you really look at the numbers, what we're trying to show folks is that purchasing power difference. That if you just waited and interest rates went up 0.5%, that means you could be looking at $25,000 to $50,000 of a less of a house. And that seems to resonate with folks when they think about, like, if you just wait a little bit, the kind of house that you could be looking at could come down this amount of money.
So it is bringing them in off the sideline a little bit.
Yes. And you saw that when it happened in March, there was an automatic pickup because January and February were very sluggish.
It'll be interesting, but look back to this period.
Yeah.
You know, look back to late July, early August,
yep,
and see if it happens again. All right, so you got the new alliance with Mayfair, the company in the UK. And I would also point out that while we're not at historic highs, but the dollar is very strong against the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get on an airplane and go visit those guys, be sure to go hit Harrods or something or other, because there's some bargains to be had.
Well, it was interesting when the team from Mayfair was over here last week and they were telling all of our agents, you now have an office in London. I think they were all on their phones getting ready to book their flights. So they're going to have a lot of guests.
Well, you know, and if Brexit goes poorly, then we may go to parroting, which means that everybody
has
got to go over and do their holiday shopping over there. Chris Kelly is president, CEO of Ebbe Halliday Companies. Always good to have you here.
David, thanks for having me back.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.